You guys say labbaik Allah.
Labbaik Allah.
Hafsa Abdul Rahman leads the children of the Dar al Hijra weekend school into a mock-up of the Muslim holy city, Mecca. They circle the Kaaba shrine, they do it again, and again, and again. It's just the first part of a multi-stage ritual that in real life takes 5 to 6 days to complete.
So we take them through every step, just as if their parents actually come also, because they get a chance to learn about the steps. And we teach them all the steps, the historical significance, the background story, everything that goes with it. We're going to start in Safa, you're going to walk to Marwa, and you're going to come back, and you're going to do it 7 times.
Hafsa went on a true Hajj as a teenager.
And I can really say that it changed my life, completely changed my life. Here in the U.S., you know, being a Muslim and being covered is, you're a minority. But for the first time, when you were in Hajj, you're surrounded by thousands of men and women from all over the world that are dressed like you, and you no longer feel like an outsider.
The children have spent several weekends in this Islamic school on projects like this to recreate Mecca in this mosque, so their excitement is perhaps understandable.
They visit the tent city and stone the pillar that represents the devil. Abdul Rahman says few of these children have actually made the journey.
And so I think it's really important for them to get a chance to see it here. And hopefully from these activities, we'll build a love within them that they will strive, they'll save up the money, you know, they'll do everything that it takes so that they actually do end up performing the Hajj.
And no doubt they will take with them sweet memories of their first make-believe Hajj. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Falls Church, Virginia.